Welcome to the SDSU Extension Radio Network. I'm Pam Geppert. Farmers looking to build long-term success and sustainability in their cropping systems are encouraged to think diversity, starting with crop rotations. Agronomy field specialist Clarence Winter with SDSU Extension says small grains and corn are a natural fit in South Dakota systems.
We need those small grains to grow corn, and we need corn to be able to grow small grains, and the yield is vice versa. So if you're a farmer that's very intent on growing corn, I really implore anyone to diversify their rotation. Spring-seeded small grains are able to accomplish that.
Spring wheat, oats, and other small grains bring several advantages, including early planting. Dormant seeding is even an option for spring wheat, and traditional planting windows in March and April help spread out the workload before the rush of row crop seeding. Small grains also play a key role below the surface, balancing out residue from broadleaf crops and supporting overall soil health. Winter notes that small grain varieties developed right here in South Dakota are high-yielding and well-suited to local conditions. He encourages producers to use the South Dakota Crop Performance Trial results when making variety decisions.
Number one, you want to look at multiple years' worth of data. Every year we have is a little different, and every year is going to favor a specific variety a little bit more than the others. So looking at that three-year average is really going to give you the most informed opinion.
As farmers plan their 2026 rotations, including small grains can add resilience, improve weed and insect control, and boost residue for soil and moisture conservation. Learn more at extension.sdstate.edu.